From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform following the collapse of his efforts to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives Friday because it did not have enough support. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode and said, "We will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry." Vice President Mike Pence echoed the president's message at a small business gathering in West Virginia Saturday.
"And when Republicans and Democrats finally decide to come together and repeal and replace Obamacare, we'll be ready to get the job done."
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday during an interview with the news site Axios that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for the past 2 months. The Iraqi government announced Saturday it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. The halt in fighting was announced as the American-led coalition is conducting an investigation into airstrikes that some reports say recently killed more than 100 civilians in Mosul's Jidda neighborhood. A coalition statement said it has opened a formal civilian casualty credibility assessment. The statement also said that coalition warplanes routinely strike Islamic State targets in the neighborhood, and coalition forces take all reasonable precautions during the planning and execution of missions to reduce the risk of harm to civilians. This is VOA News. European leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the bloc's founding treaty on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. In a solemn declaration ending the summit, the leaders of the remaining 27 member states sought to end paralysis that has gripped the bloc on several issues. They enshrined the notion that some member states will be able to move ahead on some issues while others remain on the sidelines. EU Council President Donald Tusk called on member states to renew their commitment to European unity.
"Europe as a political entity will either be united or will not be at all."
Leaders are hoping the pomp and show of unity will give a boost to a Europe dragged down by economic problems, an immigration crisis, and growing populist anti-Europe movements in many nations. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, including Mohmand near the Afghan border, where what were called terrorist outposts assaulted soldiers across the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer border that's largely porous. Both countries blame the other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, on Saturday met with Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari as part of the latest round of Syria peace talks in Geneva. Later, de Mistura met Nasser al-Hariri, the head of the Syrian High Negotiations Committee opposition group. The talks are set to take place over at least several days around issues of governance, election, a new constitution, and the fight against terrorism. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed in the strikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib. The observatory says it has received reports that some of those killed were fleeing after the airstrikes and were shot by prison staff members. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.